Welcome to Tard Imecha Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will continue in the Book of Tehillim with Mizmor 18, Mizmor Yudches. It is a very lengthy Mizmor of 51 psukim. So we're just going to look at the basic messages and a few of the psukim. This Mizmor is almost an exact repetition of the song that David sang that's recorded in Shmuel Beis, chapter 22, Perek Chav Beis. The song that's written in Shmuel Beis follows the recording of a number of successful battles that David fought. However, as we see in this song, it's not referring to a particular battle. So Rashi and Radak in Shmuel Beis explain that David wrote this song when he became older and no longer went out with the army to war. He was looking back and appreciating all the victories that Hashem gave him in the past. The Metzudas David adds that this was written after David's advisors advised him not to go out to war as his health and his strength were waning, and they were afraid that he might be killed on the battlefield. So while he stayed home, he shared this song with everybody. The Malbim in his commentary to Shmuel quotes the Abarbanel, who says that David always sang songs of appreciation after his victories. And now that he was getting older, he compiled the songs together to create this one. In Tehillim, David edits it so that even though it looks very similar to what was written in Shmuel Beis, it's modified to be a song for all the Jewish people in all eras during times of war. So we will see that this Mizmor not only provides the words to praise Hashem after the victory, but also gives us guidance how to fight so that we will, together with Hashem, bring an eventual triumph. Let's begin Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Lamenatzeach le'eved Hashem le'David. This is a song for the conductor by the servant of God, by David, who said these words, Asher diber la'Hashem es divrei hashira hazos, b'yom hitzil Hashem oso mikaf kol oyvav u'miyad sha'ol. Who said the words of this song to God on the day God saved him from all of his enemies and from the hand of Sha'ol. First, David refers to himself as a servant of God and not as the king, even though there are many times in Tehillim where he does refer to himself as a king, including the end of this Mizmor. David sees himself totally dedicated to serving God, perhaps comparing himself to Moshe. A servant puts his master at the core of everything he does and every decision he makes, and that is what David did. Rashi notes that David differentiated between his enemies and Sha'ol, because the conflicts with Sha'ol were even more difficult than with his foreign enemies. Perhaps this is because with foreign enemies, it was clear that David needed to defend the whole land of Israel, the people of Israel, by defeating the enemies and preventing them from overtaking the land and the Jewish people. However, with Sha'ol, the situation was different. David had to restrain himself from harming him, even though Sha'ol sought to kill him. And this was because Sha'ol, despite his actions, was not a wicked person and did not have the intent to destroy the Jewish nation. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Vayomar, Erchamcha Hashem Chizki. And he said, I love you, God, my strength. The word used here for love is Erchamcha, literally meaning I have mercy on you. When we feel God's mercy, it inspires us to love him. In the book of Shmuel, it does not use this word. And perhaps it's because it was obvious to them that God loves them when they had the victories. But here in this song, David is writing the song for all generations. And there are times that we have battles and don't clearly triumph. So we may not be as inspired to sing or to say, I love you. So David starts off with the words, I love you, God. And just saying it alone changes the way we feel and can get us inspired to then sing. The next few psukim praise God for the fact that he is our rock and stronghold, Sal'i u'mitsudasi. And even before I'm victorious, I praise him. And the first section concentrates on praising of God and calling out to him to help me with my enemies. And it ends with Pasuk Zion, verse 7. Let's do that inside. But Sarli Ekra Hashem, I'm calling out to you, Hashem, in pain. The El Elokai Ashavea, and to God I cry out, or I would cry out for salvation. Yishma Mehechalo Koli, he should hear my voice, or he would hear my voice from his abode. Vishavasi Lefanav Tavoba Aznav, and my cry would reach his ears. I daven to Hashem, and he listened to me. And the song now continues with Pasuk 8, where it now highlights the victories that Hashem gave him. Now, the language that's used has very miraculous images, specifically like the splitting of the sea and other incredible images. So why is this? David wants to show that just like the miraculous victory at the sea, where God made the waters part and the Egyptians drowned, his own victories and victories that will happen in future generations were equally miraculous. Even though these later victories may have seemed less miraculous and it would seem that they were due to the skilled warriors and advanced military equipment, it was still God who made the miracles happen. Let's look at some of these psukim. Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Vatig ash, vatir ash haaretz, umosdei harim yirgazu, vayiskashu ki charalo. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of the mountains moved and were shaken when his wrath flared. So we hear like images of Matan Torah, of receiving the Torah, what happened at Har Sinai. Smoke, Allah, Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Allah ashan ba'apo, ve'esh mipiv tochel. Smoke went out from his nostrils and a devouring fire from his mouth. Let's move on to Pasuk 15, Pasuk Tes Vav. Vayishlach chitzav, vayifitzeim, uvrakim rav, vayuhumeim. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. And he shot out lightnings and confounded them. Pasuk Tes Zayin, vayera'u afikei mayim. And then the channels of the water were seen. Vayigalu mosdos tevel migarascha Hashem minishmas ruach apecha. And the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke and the blast of breath of your nostrils. There we see the crossing of the sea. Pasuk 16. Pasuk 17. Yud Zayin, Yishlach mimaro mikacheni, yamsheni mimayim rabim. He sent from on high and took me. He drew me out of deep waters. Pasuk Yudches 18, Yatzileni me'oivi oz, umison ai ki amtsu mimeni. He saved me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. And now, and that these are just examples of the vivid imagery, clearly miraculous, which David sees again, his own wars as clearly miraculous. Pasuk 20, where it sums up this vivid imagery, Pasuk Chaf, Vayotzieni lemerchav yechaltzeni ki chafetzbi. He brought me out to a broad place. He released me, for he desires me. So remember, the song started out with, I will sing of my love for Hashem. He sees Hashem's love for him, and therefore Hashem saves him. And not only does Hashem save him, but the Talmud Yerushalmi in Tainus says that David said to God, for every challenge that you presented me or that I faced, you brought me to an expanded place. The victory brought me to a place that was even better than before. And then it continues. Even those challenges and suffering that I brought upon myself through mistakes, like the taking of Bathsheba and the counting of the Jewish people, you opened up new vistas for me. Specifically, Shlomo was born from Bathsheba, with David and Bathsheba. And after the Jewish people suffered a plague, because David counted them, he made the mistake of counting them, they were directed to the site of the Beis HaMikdash so that they can begin the preparations to build it. So part one of the song, David praises Hashem and asks Hashem for help. Part two, the salvation of Hashem is vividly described. And now we begin part three. And David acknowledges that God works together or in tandem with man and gives us victories according to what we deserve. And he trains our hands to fight battles so that while it looks like the soldiers are alone, God is totally with them. Here are a few selected psukim. This is a tease because it's an incredibly beautiful song, and I encourage you to look at all the psukim. Pasuk Chaf Aleph 21. Yigmaleni Hashem Kitzidki, Kevar Yadai Yashiv Li. God paid me according to my righteousness. He repaid me befitting the cleanliness of my hands. Let's move on to Pasuk Chavav 26 with a rule, with a lesson that he teaches. Im chasid tis chasad, im gvar tamim titamam. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the upright, you will show yourself upright. If we act with chesed, in other words, God will act to us with chesed. Or the chasid, im chasid tis chasad, or the chasid can refer to one who acts above the letter of the law. So if we act above the letter of the law, then God will go above the letter of the law and give us more than we deserve. Pasuk 28, Chafches, Ki ata am ani toshia ve'einayim ramos tashpil, for you will save a humble nation and bring low those who have haughty eyes. So we acknowledge that we're good people and therefore God will save us. Sometimes we may feel arrogant by acknowledging that we're good people. But we need to feel good about our humility and our accomplishments and state them. But at the same time, we need to be careful not to fall into the place of arrogance. Because if we do, God will not be with us. And it's a fine line that we have to balance between appreciating our humility and accomplishments and not becoming arrogant because of it. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we're moving on. Lamed Gimel Hakel Hamazreini Chayil Vayitain Tamim Darki. It is God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. And then it continues, Lamed Dalet Meshavet Raglai Kayalos. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, meaning he makes my feet go quickly. Pasuk Lamed Hey Melamed Yadai LeMilchama V'Nichasa Keshes Nechusha Zroosai. He teaches my hands to do battle and my arms to bend a copper bow. It was particularly difficult to bend the copper bow and shoot, and David was very good at it. But David understands it's not his strength, it's all coming from Hashem. And now David is describing the actual battle. You protected me, he goes on, I'm just going to do the English. You protected me with your right hand and enlarged my steps so that I wouldn't fall. And I was determined to, Pasuk Lamed Ches 38, Erdof oivai v'asigeim v'lo ashuv ad kalosam. I will pursue my enemies and overtake them and not return until I finish them off. And I'm quoting this pasuk because this is often used now by army officials and politicians to indicate their commitment to defeat our enemies. And we agree and we feel confident that they will, especially since they're quoting from this song in Tehillim, and we can assume that they're saying the rest of the song as well. But let's look at this message for all of us, not only during times of battle. When we're determined to do something that is a good action, we're ready to overcome any hindrances that may occur, anything that our Yetzer Hara will put in the way. Sometimes we have a nice thought, but we don't land up carrying it through. And this pasuk reminds us, or rather directs all of us, it isn't good enough to just have the thought to do. See it through until the end. And don't stop ad kalosam, until I finished it off, I followed it through. And the song ends with the victory, Pasuk 43 and 44, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Ve'eshchakem ka'afar al p'nei ruach, and I beat them small as the dust before the wind. Ketit chutzos arikem, I cast them as the dirt in the streets. Tefalteni merive am, you saved me from the trouble of people. Tesimeni lerosh goyim, you placed me as the head of nations. Am lo yadati yavduni, people that I didn't even know shall serve me. Moving on to Pasuk Memtes 49. Mefalti me oivai, af min kamai teromemeni. Me'ish Hamas Tatsileni. He saves me from my enemies. You lift me up above those who rise up against me, and you save me from the violent man. Pasuk Nun, Pasuk 50. Al kein otcha vagoyim Hashem ulashimcha azamera. Therefore I will give thanks to you, Hashem, amongst the nations, and sing praises to your name. And with this we end Pasuk Nun Aleph 51. Magdil Yeshua Smalko, Vaose Chesed Limshicho, LeDavid Ulzaro Ad Olam. He increases salvations of his king and does kindness with his anointed one to David and his generations after him forever. And we all recognize this pasuk from Benching, which we'll talk about in a minute. But this pasuk ends with that the victories and salvations will continue to increase. And it will be as we sing all the time here in Israel right now, the Od Yoter Tov, Od Yoter Tov. It will just get better and better and better. As we said before, this is almost a repetition of the song that was recorded in Shmuel Beis with a few exceptions. This verse is one of them. In Shmuel, it says, Migdol Yeshuos Malko, meaning God is a tower of strength. It's indicating that the victory has been complete. In Shmuel, David was singing a song with his nation, thanking God for the victories that happened. In Tehillim, David is giving us the song for our continued victories, and therefore he says, Magdil, the victory should only get greater and greater and greater. We say this in Birkat HaMazon, in Benching, and we have a different version during the week and during Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham explains that during the week we say Magdil Yeshuos Malko, indicating that we want Hashem's victories to get better. And during the week we work harder to build and create. On Shabbos, we feel a sense of completion and accomplishment. And that's why on Shabbos we say Migdol, that Hashem has been a tower of strength for us. One last point. In the beginning of the song, David refers to himself as a servant of God. In the last pasuk, he refers to himself as his king, meaning Hashem's king. Being a servant of God transformed him or made him into a king. The mission of a Jewish king, as we will see further in Mizmor 21, it's to bring the glory of God into the world, to show the world who is the real king, capital K. Through David being a loyal servant, he earned his position of being king. Let's conclude our learning of this song with a clear tefillah, a clear plea to Hashem that these victories that we articulated in the past, we should celebrate them in even in a greater, greater form very, very soon. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, from their grandchildren Yitzhak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.